You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Speaking of messing up the studio, our next guest does none of that. In her position as producer and creative assistant for one of the shows that are part of the Tempo Dance Festival, which is on at the moment. It's only got, what's today, 13th, 14th, 15th, three nights left if you want to see some of the amazing work that's been put on. Natalie is the producer and creative assistant of the show Orchids.
Hello, hello.
That opened last night. How was opening night?
Oh my gosh, it was amazing. It was super charged with energy. We've spent 3 years making this work, and
it was
so incredible, yeah, to finally see all of that time and energy and love culminate in opening night with everyone around us. It was fantastic.
How do you make a dance work for 3 years?
Well, partly it's just it's been an on and off rehearsal process. So we have a seven-year-old in the show cast, which is really special. And also we have some incredible dancers who are involved with academic, like tertiary dance teaching. So we've been rehearsing on and off, mostly in holidays for sort of intensive period. But of course there's lots of research and things that goes on as well. So it's an ongoing process of rehearsing and reflecting and researching.
So how big, what kind of numbers are we talking, the people who are coming together to create this work?
So there's seven cast members, including Ivy, who is the seven-year-old. She's amazing. She's also the choreographer's daughter. Then there are about four or five designers as well. Composer Eden Mulholland, who's made some incredible music for the show.
He's made it for the show? It's show specific?
So he has composed to the show, which is amazing. It's such a incredible thing to have someone making music specifically for the choreography, you know, as opposed to using existing music, which is so tied up with people's memories and that kind of thing. So that has its place too, but it's really incredible to have someone looking at the choreography and designing something specifically for it. And Eden is a flipping genius. He's amazing.
So the choreography itself, I'm guessing if it's taken that period of time to come together, it must be kind of improvised and collaborative.
Yeah, totally. So Sarah Foster Sproul, who's the choreographer and is also just an amazing woman in general, she has brought together her kind of dream team. So she's a really established choreographer. She's been making work for years in New Zealand and has had an amazing dance career before that as well. But this is kind of her first fully independent venture, where she has pulled together her dream team of designers and collaborators, and she works in a really collaborative way. So it's not so much the traditional choreographer dancer role of here's the movement, do it. She is very, very interested in garnering people's own experiences and ideas and movement material, and then she takes that movement material and constructs and edits and refines it. So it's a really enjoyable process for everyone.
Now I must ask, because of the name of the piece, it is female. I mean, obviously, Eden does not identify as female, but it's majority female cast and crew.
Yeah.
And the name Orchids, because Orchid, it's quite yonic, isn't it?
Totally, and that's we are totally aware, and that's deliberate.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
For the listeners, why Orchids?
So, as I understand it from Sarah's vision, one of the starting points was the fact that orchids are a kind of a parasitic plant, and they grow out of dark spaces, and they grow out of dust, and they, you know, metamorphose in the places that are unexpected. And so she really liked this idea and the kind of visual stimulus that could provide choreographically. And then, of course, yes, all the kind of yonic connotations and all of that. There's a painter, I can't remember the painter's name, but there's a painter who does very kind of vagina-like
pictures
of orchids.
Well.
Yeah, so I think that was a thing as well. So we're definitely addressing things, all things to do with women, and especially the darker sides of femininity that, you know, often kept under the carpet. We like to picture women as these beautiful, ethereal, kind of pink little princess pictures, and that's just kind of bullshit, quite frankly.
Right. It is quite a fantastic symbol. I mean, orchids are incredibly highly prized. They can be quite...
That's the thing. They are beautiful and feminine, but they have this weird... I mean, like I said before, they're a parasitic plant, so they do have this kind of darker side to them as well.
I had no idea they were parasitic. That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's amazing.
So in terms of being parasitic, do they actually kill their hosts?
I'm not sure about that, but I know that they like grow from within other plants and can flourish in very unusual places, which is what we try to do with the dancers on stage as well. We try to create lots of surprising and unusual shapes and images and choreographies. And it's turned up some really interesting material that is just visually spectacular. The dances are astounding. They're incredibly astounding to watch.
So yeah. Now we've got you all excited, listeners. Georgia O'Keeffe, thank you.
That's the one, Georgia O'Keeffe, yeah.
B-listeners are fantastic. Mention something.
Thanks, guys.
Incredibly intelligent body of people. So now we've got you all excited about the bloody show. There's only one left, and we just found out it's sold out.
Yeah, honestly, it's been the easiest show to work on as a producer in that regard. It's sold itself, and I think that is partly because of the 3-year lead up. There's so much anticipation around it, and then of course just the stellar lineup of dancers, choreographer Sarah's just incredibly well known and respected in the dance industry, as are all the designers that have worked on the show. So it's been a really good one to do. It's been incredible, yeah.
But all is not lost, because if you would like to, A, go watch something in a similar ilk. There are about 5 or 6 shows still left in the Tempo program, and the best way to find out about those is to go to the Tempo Dance Festival NZ Facebook, and then there will be the individual events that you can see up until Sunday. But the show itself, you guys are hoping to bring back for another season.
Yeah, absolutely. So as you can imagine, doing 2 nights performance off the back of 3 years of research is a little bit anticlimactic. And of course, also there are a lot of people that missed out that really want to see it, and people are like, oh, how can we see it? So we absolutely have to give this show another life. Our intention is to tour it both nationally and internationally.
Wow.
And we think it will do really well in like the Asia market, for example, and then possibly in Europe as well.
That's fantastic. So hopefully taking it worldwide.
Yeah, hopefully. And I do also have to plug one of our dancers has her own solo work on Saturday and Sunday night. She's crazy. She's doing Orchids, and then she's going to perform her own solo show, which is called A World With Your Wound In It. So that's Jara Wasasala, and her show is... So she's a Pacific artist, and her show is a cross-disciplinary work sort of looking at... specifically the Free West Papa movement and the kind of the fight that they've had with the 50-year occupation of their country and the huge death toll that's there. So it's quite a heavy, loaded piece, but she is anyone that knows Jara, she's also an amazing spoken word poet, and I know a lot of BFM listeners will recognise her from there, but she's wonderful, and you should definitely catch that show if you are upset that you can't catch Orchids.
So a lot of disciplines in the Tempo Dance Festival
totally.
And this is a thing that rolls around yearly. Mm-hmm. So
and it's a little hidden gem of Auckland. Really think there's some awesome shows there. Yeah.
And I do hope that you guys bring Orchids back soon, because I found out about it via word of mouth.
Mm.
And I was like, oh, I've got to get them on the show, and now it's too late.
It's a lesson to everyone that you must book. New Zealand audiences are crap at booking.
They really are.
Look what happens.
I know. We did a gig announced this morning, and it's a huge band, Primal Scream, mm-hmm. at a very small venue, and you just have to keep saying like, dude, no, you can't wait. You have to go online
and you have
to buy tickets. Yep.
If you want to support local artists, it's essential to show them that support and boost them up and book your bloody tickets, mate.
Amen. I do believe on that tip that most tickets for the remaining Tempo shows can be purchased through the Q Theatre website, mm-hmm. which is qtheatre.co.nz. Now, we've queued up an Eden Mulholland track, as he is the person who has scored Orchids, mm-hmm. A score that you will hopefully get to see sometime in the near future. Thank you so much for coming in, Natalie.
Cool. Thank you for having me.
And have fun closing night.
Thank you.
You know we feel so lonely without you. the sky ain't falling. So we gotta get out of this house. You know we feel so lonely without you, without you. I hear my friends are calling. So we gotta get out of this house. I don't know how we'd live without you, without you.
Was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.